Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Ayin Aleph. We are up to Sivav, the last line on page 476. The Mechaber says in Sivav, Echad mibnei ha-chotzer shoya goses. If there was a person that was living in the chotzer that was a goses, which means he was going to die very soon, he was going to die within the day, afal pi she'enu yochol lichyos bo bayom, even though he can't make it through the day, oser, he will aser on the chotzer if he does not contribute, ad she yizaku lo bepas v'yorvu alav, until their mezake some bread to him, and they give for him into the Eruv. V'chein katon oser afal pi she'enu yochol lechol kezayis. And so to a katon, if he's living in a house by himself, he also will aser the Eruv, even though he's not able to eat a kezayis. Aval ha'oreach enu oser, but a guest does not aser, k'moshen desbar b'simen shenayin, like we learned in Simen Shenayin. So the Mechaber over here in Sivav is telling us that a goses does aser an Eruv, a katon does aser an Eruv, but an oreach does not aser the eruv. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Beis, afal pi she'enu yochol lichyos, v'sal kedaita chamina. I would have thought to say, d'nechshav ki'ilu meis, that the goses who's going to die, he's considered as if he's dead already, v'havalei dira below bailim, and therefore his house will not aser, because we would consider it a dwelling without an owner. Kamash melon, it comes to teach us the kol zman shu chai, that so long that he's alive, harehu kechai l'chodvarav, he's considered alive, l'gabi everything, and he will aser the eruv if they do not give on his behalf. Sivkotan lamed gimel via arvo alav, they have to contribute to the eruv on his behalf. Kosav magen avrum, if this goses, who is going to die very shortly, actually goes ahead and dies on Shabbos, that will ruin the Erev, even if you contribute on his behalf. Since that Erev was not fitting to be lasting the whole Shabbos, the rov gosesim lamisa, because most gosesim are dying. Ad kan lashono, till there is the words of the Magen Avram. V'hine, and behold, im haya dar imo echad ba'oso bayis, if there was someone else living in the house with the goses, pshita de eno mizbatel ha'eruv, then it's pashat that if the goses dies, the eruv does not become batel, because the other person is still living there. V'im yurasho echad min ashuk ve'eno ba lodur sham b'shabbos, and if the one who inherits the goses was living by himself in the house, and he dies, and the one who inherits is a person that lives outside of the chatzar in the shuk, and he does not come to live in this house on Shabbos, v'nishar habayis b'lo baylim la'oso Shabbos, and therefore the house remains for the rest of the Shabbos without Bailim, gam kein pshita the mutter, that's also pashut that it's mutter. So if a person is living there with the goses and he remains there, it's mutter, because that person remains there and he gave to the Erev. And if the person who dies left over no one in the house, but he left over as an inheritance his house to someone of the shuk and he doesn't come there, so then it also remains okay, because that's considered a bias that doesn't have a Bailim. And those two cases are mutter, kedilael b'ri, like we saw earlier in the beginning of Sivdalet. Ach, however, Hamogin Avram Mayri, Hamogin Avram is dealing with the case, She Yerosho Echel Menashuk, that someone from the Shuk inherited the house of the Goses, Uba Lodur Sham B'Shabbos, and he came to live in the house on Shabbos. O She Yerosho Echel Bibnei Achotzer Shada B'Bais Acher, or if a member of the Chotzer that has a different house that he's living in inherits this house in the Chotzer, then the Magen Avraham says it's going to become Aser. V'atam B'Chozeh, the reason for all this is, De Ha'eriv Shehunach Ba'ad HaGoses Harei Lohayo Royal Iskayim Kol HaShabbos, the Eriv that was placed on behalf of the Goses was not fitting to be lasting the whole Shabbos. De Harei Chazinan Shemes B'Shabbos, because we see the Goses died on Shabbos. V'lo Shayach B'Zeh Lomar Hol V'Hutter Hutter, and since it was not fitting from the beginning for the whole Shabbos, it's not shayach to say on this case, since it was mutter in the beginning of Shabbos, it's mutter the rest of Shabbos. U'lefi Zeh L'chora, according to this, L'chora what comes out is, Af im echad erev ba'uso erev Shabbos ba'ad kol ha'chotzer, even if a person made an erev on that erev Shabbos on behalf of the entire chotzer, umemela gam ha'goses bichlal, and automatically the goses is included, v'achakach meis ha'goses ba'uso Shabbos, and then the goses dies on that Shabbos, gam kein chelek ha'erev shenosnu ba'ad zeh ha'goses misbatel. Also in that case, the chelek of the erev that was given on behalf of the goses will become batel, and the erev will be no good. Achen, however, in ha'erev hunach b'shabbos ha'avar, but if the erev was placed on behalf of the chatzar the Shabbos before the goses died, v'imkein chal ha'erev pamachas, and if so, the erev was chal that first Shabbos, av shabbos zo, even though on this Shabbos, the second Shabbos, k'shenasa goses, when it became a goses, haya omed lehis batel, it was bound to become batel, af al pikin shayah bazalomer kevan chotra, in that case, it would be shayah to say, since it was mutter, it is mutter, because there was a complete Shabbos in which it was mutter. Uked l'kamon b'simen shin ayin dalet sev adlak. We'll see later in simen shin ayin dalet ayin shom. V'ayin b'ber alocha mashikasadnu b'shem atzei ha'almugim. Look what we said in the ber alocha b'shem the sefer atzei ha'almugim. Sev katan la medalet v'chein katan oser. We said a katan also asers if they don't not give on his behalf. Ad she ya'arvu alav until they contribute to the Erev for him. And that concludes Simen Shin Ayin Aleph. And now we're going to begin Simen Shin Ayin Beis. Shin Ayin Beis is Dine Shituf Shutfei Hadiros La'Erev. It's the halacha of the partnerships in dwelling places of an Erev. So says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Gagin V'chatzeros V'karpifos, roofs, courtyards and karpifos, which are enclosed areas that don't have a roof over them, that are normally not hukah fadira, kulan rishus echad hein lekelim sheshasu besochan. They're all considered one rishus for kelim that started off Shabbos inside these rishuyos, meaning they didn't start off at Shabbos in the houses, but a kli started off in the gag or the chutz or the karfif, so then it can be carried between all of these different type of rishuyos, because they're all considered rishus echad, and we'll see why. Shemutr letaltulam Mizel Lezeh, you are allowed to carry items from these Rishuyos to other Rishuyos, from a Gag to a Chatzar, from a Chatzar to a Karfif, etc. Afilu Heim Shel Bailim Harbe, even if these are owned by different people, Velo Erevu Yachad, and they didn't make an Erev, still Mutter Letalta Mechatzar Lechatzar Acheres, you're allowed to carry from Chatzar A to Chatzar B, Ola Gag, or from the Chatzar to the Gag, Ola Rosh Kosel Shebeneim, or to the top of the roof that separates the Chatzeros, Umigag Le Gag Acher Asamachlo, you can carry from one roof to another adjoining roof, Afilu Gavua Mimenu Harbe, even if the other roof is much higher than the first roof, it's still Mutter. Umehagag Le Karfef, you can also carry Kalim from the Gag to the Karfef, She'enu Yoser Misasayim, as long as the Karfef is not more than a Besasayim. O Shahuka Fladira Afilu Yoser Misasayim, or if it was surrounded for dwelling purposes, even if it is more than a Besasayim. O Lamavui Shemasukan Balechi O Kora Afilu Erevo, you can also carry from any of these Rishuyos into a Mavui that was fixed up properly with a Lechi or Kora, even though they didn't make an Erev. The Afalpi She'erevu B'nei Chotzer La'atzman, and even if the members of one chatzar made their own Erev chatzeros, the shichi money the bottom bechatzar, where it's common to find kalim of the house in the chatzar, so mutter l'tatal kalim sheshoshu bechatzar zu l'chatzar acheres, you're still mutter to carry kalim that started off Shabbos in the chatzar to another chatzar. V'lo chashina shem yitaltal, we're not worried, you might come to carry gam kalim sheshoshu bebayis l'chatzar acheres or l'gag v'karfik. We're not worried that if you carry kalim that started off Shabbos in the chatzar to other chatzeros or gagos, they're going to come to carry kalim from this chatzar that started off in the houses to other chatzeros, to other gagos or karfifos as well. That is the long mechaber. We'll just summarize the mechaber before we see all the mishaburas, and that is all of these areas, chatzar, gag, karfif, mavui, they're all considered one rishus. You can carry freely from one to the other, even though there's no erev, as long as the kalim started Shabbos in those rishuyos. But the kli that started off Shabbos in a bayis, and then it was brought out to a chatzar, that is not allowed to be carried to another chatzar or another gag or a karfef, then it would be aser. The last point the Mechaber tells us is, in a case where you have an eruv chatzeros around houses of one chatzar, in which case the person is allowed to bring his kalim from his house to his chatzar because there's an eruv, so therefore you might have thought that you can't carry kalim that started off Shabbos in that chatzar to another chatzar, because you might carry the kalim that started off Shabbos in the house and was brought to the chatzar, you might carry that kli to another chatzar, and that's not going to be allowed. So we'll see all the details now, beginning in the Mishabura Sekhatan Aleph Gagin. So what exactly is a gag that we're referring to over here? Hainu al hagag. We're talking about from on top of the roof. She'ein od keri lamalo. There's no other covering above it. The ilu al hatikra shu tachas hagag. If there is a second floor, there's a ceiling that's under a roof. Bichlal alias habayasu. That's considered the attic of the house. Ukebayas dami. That's called a house. That's not called an attic. That's not called a roof. So a roof is what we call a roof on top of the house, not just the second floor. That would be called an aliyah. That's part of the bayis. So we're talking about a regular roof. The gagin shalahem chalokim hayu. The roofs in those days were smooth. They were flat. Uruuyim lehishtame shalayan, and you were fit to do usages on that roof. Umairi kishalohayu boltos chutzl mechitas abayis. And we're talking about a roof also that it did not stick out beyond the walls of the house, but if the roof goes on beyond the where the walls of the houses are, so that look in Shin Mem Hei. And note number two reviews for us, Shem Mavur, when the roof, in fact, goes out further than the walls of the house, ain omrim good asik lemechitzas abayis. Then we don't say good asik. We don't say we view the walls of the house as if they go up. V'nimsa she'ein lagag mechitzos, and this roof does not have walls. V'dino k'karmelus, and then it's more chomer. That's din of a karmelus. V'osu taltel me'agag lechotzer lekarfef. You would not be allowed to carry from that gag to a chotzer or karfef. So the gag that we're discussing in this sif is talking about a gag that the roof does not go beyond the walls, so we view the walls as if they go up, so therefore the gag is considered a rishus hayochid. Sivkotan beis v'karfifos ayin le'el b'simen shin mem vav siv gimel. There we explain what a karfif was. It was an enclosed area that doesn't have a roof. It was normally not hukaf ladira. We'll see more details about that soon. Sivkotan gimel, here's the main point. All of these rishios are rishus echotin. Why? To call elu ein tashmishan miyuchad v'todir. All of these reshuyos, a person does not do so many tashmishim in them. He does not do it often in them. Lefikach ein behem chiluk reshus. Therefore, they were not given a din of a chiluk reshus. Umutru l'taltam me'echad l'chaveru b'li eruv v'chatzeros. And therefore, you can carry from one to the other, even without an eruv. The kol shekein shemutru l'taltal begagin o b'chatzeros gufa me'echad l'chaveru. So certainly you can carry from one gag to another gag, or from one chotzer to another chotzer. V'chein mutu l'taltal b'kol ha-chotzer. Certainly you can carry within one chotzer, o b'chol ha-gag, or within one gag, af shelo ervu hadayorin yachad, even though the dwellers around that chotzer did not make an eruv together. V'lo hitzrichu chachomim eruve chatzeros. Here's the main point. The chachomim did not require an eruv chatzeros. Ela mishum shiemutter lohotzi lesocha klei habayis sheshovsu babayis mibodyom v'chein lechatzer labayis. An eruve chatzeros was only required that you should be allowed to carry from the house to the chotzer kelim that started off Shabbos in the house, or to carry kelim from the chotzer to the bayis. But what we're discussing in this sif is kelim that started off Shabbos not in the bayis. They started off Shabbos on the gag. They started off Shabbos in the chotzer. So then we consider the gag, the chotzer, the karfeit, they're all considered the same rishus, since the tashmish in those areas is not common, and therefore they're one rishus. You can carry freely between them even without an eruv. The eruv is required to carry from the house kelim that started in the house out to the chotzer. Sivkotan dalin. So we said you're allowed to carry kelim sheshasu besochan haynu shahayu munochim shami bodyom. They were in these areas before Shabbos and the chotzer around the gag. Ulaafuke kesheshasu besochabayis. Again, we're coming to exclude a case where the kelim started off Shabbos in the bayis. Sivkotan hey, we said these you can carry freely between these rishuos afilu heim shabaylum harbei. Velo ervu yachad, says the Mishabura Hainu, ha-chatzeros bahadi adadi. The different chatzeros did not make an erev together. O ha-gagin va-chatzeros, or the roofs and the chatzeros did not make an erev together. The ilu b'chatzer gufa, but in the chatzer itself, yoser rebusuhu kesh-ervu bahadadi. In the chatzer itself, the fact that you're allowed to carry, it's a bigger chiddush if they did make an erev together, that's mutter. Kemosh shemesayim lebasof, like we pointed out at the end of the Mechaber, a chatzar where there was an eruv, and therefore more kalim from the house are being brought to the chatzar, it's a bigger chiddush in that case to say that you can, yes, carry kalim that start off in the chatzar to other areas, even though we might think to make a gzeira that if you carry the items that started off Shabbos in the chatzar, you might come to carry kalim that started off Shabbos in the bayis, since many kalim from the bayis will be in the chatzar, since there's an eruv in that chatzar, and you're allowed to carry from the bayis to the chatzar. So in that case, the bigger chiddush is where there is an eruv. All the other cases, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, the bigger chiddush is where there is no eruv between them. Sifkaton vav. You can carry ola gag shel chaveru or to the roof of your friend. Sivkatan zayim. We said ola rosh kosel shebeneim. Shebein shtei chatzeros. You can carry also to on top of the wall that is between two chatzeros. Umavur heitev lakamah misivav. We'll see more about this in Sivav. Sivkatan ches. We said you can carry from gag to gag even if the second gag is higher. Velo amrinan. We don't say shayidei zeh. Because the second roof is higher than the first roof, yischalik l'shtei rishios, that they consider two separate rishios, we do not say that, and it's mutter to carry from gag to gag. Sivkoton test, umiagag l'karfef, you can carry as well. V'hu adin mechatzor l'karfef, also you can carry from a chatzor to a karfef. Sivkoton yud. We said in the mechaber, umiagag l'karfef, as long as it's eno yoser meisasayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the ilu im haya yoser meisasayim, that the karfef was more than a beisasayim, so then bechlal karmelasu, then it's already considered a karmelas midrabanan kevan shalhuka vadira, since it's very large and it was not surrounded for dwelling. Va'aser lahotzi mirshus hayochid elav, and you would not be allowed to carry from a rishus hayochid to that karfef which has the name of a karmelas kumavur leel b'simin shinun ches, like we saw earlier in simin shinun ches. The Mechaber said another case that's mutter is, O Shehukah Fladira, you can carry from a gag to a karfef, even if it's Hukah Fladira, Afilu Hu Yoser Meisasayim, even if it's more than a Meisasayim, but if it was Hukah Fladira, then it doesn't have the Makarmelis, it has the number Shayachid, and you can carry there as well. Says the Mishabura, the Mishabura is actually going on the next case of the Mechaber, Ola Mavui Shemesukam Belech Yokora. You can also carry freely to a mavui that was fixed up with a lechi or a korah, even if there's no eruv. Says the Mishabura Yudalef, Rosh Lomer means to say, Shemutr lahotzi lo. You're allowed to carry to a mavui, mechatzeros, vigagin, vikarfifos, from a chotzer, a gag, or a karfef, kalim sheshasu besochem. Again, kalim that started off in those rishuyos. The reason is, digam mavui ein tashmisho miyuchad v'todir. A mavui is like a chotzer, a gag, and a karfef, that tashmish in it is not miyuchad and it is not todir. Lefikach hu rishus echad imoem, therefore it's considered like one rishus with those other rishuyos. V'lo etzrichu shitufe mavuos elo lekalim sheshasu besochabayis. And again, they only require a shidufei mavuos for kalim that started off Shabbos in the bayis. Sheamutur lahotzi lamavui, that you should be allowed to carry those kalim into the mavui. Sivkaton yudbeis afilu ervubo. Rotzalomer, when we're talking about a mavui, when we say lo ervubo, what it means to say is shalom nishtatvu achatzeros yachad, that all the chatzeros around the mavui did not join together in a shituf. Sivkaton yudgimel is going on that which the mechaber says. In the last case, the biggest chiddush, that even though there was an eruv in the people of this chatzar, and therefore you are allowed to carry kalim from the bayis to the chatzar, you're still allowed to carry from this chatzar kalim that started off in the chatzar to other chatzeros, and we're not worried, you might come to carry kalim that started from the bayis and were brought into the chatzar out to another chatzar. Sivkaton Yud Gimel, Rotzalomar, Vilomi Boya im lo eruv in a chatzar la'atzman. It's needless to say, it's poshit. If there was no eruv, it would be mutter. The oz ein matzui b'chatzer klei abayis klal, because in that case, it's not common to find in the chatzer kalim of the house at all. The halo oser lo tzion sham. Since there's no eruv, you're not allowed to carry from the bayis to the chatzer. So bevadai mutter lo talta mechatzer lo chatzer kalim sheshashu besocho. So then, for sure, you'll be allowed to carry from chatzer to chatzer kalim that started off in the chatzer. The halo shayach lemigzar atu klei abayis, because there's no makom to say that we should aser carrying kalim that start off Shabbos in the chatzar to another chatzar, because you might carry kalim that start off Shabbos from the bayis. There's no makom for that gzera, because there's no eruv over here. So kalim that start off in the bayis are not allowed to be brought to the chatzar, so they're not going to be in the chatzar, so there's no makom for this gzera. The chiddush rather is, in a case where there is an eruv, you might have thought we make the gzera, comes the mechaber and he says we don't make the gzera. Sefkaten yudal, you can carry kalim l'chatzar acheres, v'hu adin l'gag v'karfi v'kanal. Slav dafka, carrying to another chatzar, you can also carry to a gag or a karfif, etc. Sifkotan tesvav lo chayshinan. Why aren't we choshesh? To have gzeira l'gzeira. Because if we would be choshesh, if we would say that you can't carry the kelim asaraf on the chotzer, because you might come to carry kelim asaraf on the bayis, the whole reason why you can't carry kelim asaraf on the bayis from the chotzer to another chotzer is because you might carry from one rishis to another rishis, from rishis yachdu sharabim, and that would be a gzeira l'gzeira that is spoken out in note number 7. So katan tazayim, shemi yataltal gam kelim, you might have thought that we should make a gzeira that you might come to carry kelim asaraf and in the house, and were brought to the chatzar, you might carry those to another chatzar, which is aser. Mizem bevur, from here it is clear, the kelim sheshasu b'bayis, that kelim that started off Shabbos in the house, af shebo'u beheter l'chatzar zeh, even though they came beheter to this chatzar, mipnei she'eruvu bo, because it was an eruv, af al pikein, even so, aser l'holichan l'chatzar acheres shelo eruvu imohim. So it's clear from this mechaber, that even in a case where you're allowed to carry kelim asaraf Shabbos in the bayis to the chatzar because it was an eruv, you still can't carry those kelim from this chatzar to another chatzar. V'hu adinim hotzi mi batei ha-chatzar la-chatzar shelo eruvu ba. The same thing is true if you carried out kelim from the bayis of the chatzar to the chatzar where there was no eruv, but you carried out derech heter. How is that? You go in derech malbush. You're wearing it as clothing, and you carried beheter as you're wearing it from the bayis of the chatzar. You took it off in the chatzar. You still can't carry those clothing from this chatzar to the next chatzar. Upshat and sham, you took off those clothing in this chatzar. Gam kein aser lachzur lahotzi misham lechatzar acheres. You also can't carry those clothing from this chatzar to another chatzar. Achein, eino mavur behedya. What's not discussed explicitly in the sif is madin kalim elu. What is the din of these kalim that were brought derech heter from the bayis to the chatzar? Betulto chatzar ze atzmo. Are you allowed to carry them around in this chatzar itself in mutar alo? Meaning it's clear you can't carry from this chatzar to the other chatzar, because these kelim start off in the bayis, even though they were brought to this chatzar b'derech heter. But what's not clear is, can you carry around these kelim freely in the chatzar where they were brought the heter? Is that mutter or not? The ayin b'ber halacha should be anu sheish b'zeh machlokas aposkim. Look in the ber halacha, we discussed at length that this is in fact a machlokas aposkim. The alkoponim, at the very least, imhevi mashkin al yidei nochri labayis acher shelo eruv ba. If you had a goy carrying some drinks to another house where there was no eruv, kevan shebayis reshus yochidu. Since a bayis is a reshus yochid, mutter li yisrael letaltel ha mashkin achaka b'chol habayis l'kuyama. Everyone holds that once the goy brought the drinks to the new house, once it's in that new house, you can carry the drinks freely around in that house, because that's a house. That's a Rosh Hashayachid. Everyone would agree to that. Again, the question we have over here, which the Ber Halacha brings down as a Machlokas HaPoskim, is items that were brought the heter from the house to the chatzar, which you can't bring to another chatzar, but can you carry it freely around in that chatzar? That is not discussed over here, and that is a Machlokas HaPoskim. Let's just end this year with one Ber Halacha over here, page 478, L'chatzar Acheres. He says, Ayin Mishabura She'ataknu B'Shem HaGemara. Look at the Mishabura that we just read, that we brought down from the Gemara. Tim Hotzi Mibate HaChotzer LeHaChotzer Shalo Ervuba. If you brought from the house of a chotzer into a chotzer where there was no eruv, votzion sham derech heter, but you brought out there in a mutterdik way, kigon derech malbush upshatan sham, meaning you wore your clothing out from the house to the chotzer where there was no eruv, and you took your clothing off in the chotzer, so everything you did till now was 100% mutter. So we said in the Mishabura, Aser l'achzer l'hotzi misham l'chatzer acheres, you cannot carry the clothing from that chatzer out to another chatzer. Ayin bebeis meir besimen hanal shemitzadeid. So the beis meir has a tzad to say, the zeu davka in betchilas kedushas hayom lohoya habeget olav. That's only if when Shabbos started, you were not wearing that garment yet. You put the garment only on after Shabbos started. But if when Shabbos started, you were wearing this garment inside your house, Says the Beis Meir, maybe in that case, the kelim that started off in your house are not considered kelim that started off in your house. Since you were wearing them on your body already when Shabbos started, the kevan shahalavush behem, betelim lugabe gufo, maybe since you're wearing them, they're considered bottle to your guf, and they're considered as if they're taken out already. V'chein mitzadeh beseber tosefes Yerushalayim. So an added chiddush over here, the Be'er Halacha is telling us, so even though clothing that you brought from your bias to the chatzar cannot be brought from chatzar to chatzar, maybe that's only clothing that you were not wearing before Shabbos. It mamish started off in the bias. So then, even though it was brought behetet to the chatzar, you can't carry it to another chatzar. But if it started off that you were wearing it on your guf when Shabbos started, maybe that's not considered kelim sheshashu b'bayis. Maybe since you're a person, you're walking, maybe that's considered already that it started off in the chatzar, and then you would possibly be able to carry it out from chatzar A to chatzar B. That is the chiddush of the Beis Meir. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Hashem next time with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.